Audio Gravity, 30th of June 2009. First link today, Pirate Bay have been acquired for £7.8 million. Well, we didn't really see this coming, did we, to be honest? I mean, after all, you're talking about a bunch of guys who make a search engine system that categorizes and hyperlinks to torrents that are around the web. I'm sure they've got some sort of underground connection to a lot of these torrent trackers, and some of them are friends. Then, over a number of years, they release various projects. They also try and buy an island, which fails miserably, so they get around copyright laws and things like that. Seem very clued up about it. Then, the RIAA go after them, and various other, Warner Brothers and people like that, film companies, copyright companies go after them. They get a year in prison. Their fines are 4 point something million pounds, and four of them have gone to prison for a year. Now, I don't know how it works in other countries, but that year normally translates into 6 months if you're good behavior. And I'm pretty sure that a bunch of hackers are gonna be good, especially if they know they're sitting on 3 to 4 million pounds when they come out. Probably more, seeing as it's been sitting in a bank or an account somewhere accumulating. And you start to wonder, is that not just a power move on the behalf of Pirate Bay, that they get in, do something very quickly, make money on advertising indirectly from the sheer amount of traffic? Provide a hub for people to get fine stuff, and in the meantime, build other stuff underneath. You can be damn sure that Pirate Bay have got a lot. The guys who invented Pirate Bay have got something a lot lower level than that, network level. They'll probably redesign the way BitTorrent works. So you'll probably be completely anonymous. They'll probably even build their own torrenting OS to compete with Google OS. Who knows? But there you go. Pirate Bay has been acquired for £7.8 million. What does this mean? Swedish firm Global Gaming Factory basically said the company's been ordered to pay the fine, despite the fact that Pirate Bay regularly violates copyright laws. The four men connected to the company were sent to jail, and the company has been ordered to pay £3.6 million fine. That leaves them with £4.3 million. They say they're going to change the way the business model works, trying to get people to pay it back. To be honest, now that sort of pretty much killed Pirate Bay in its previous iteration, but you can be damn sure that something's going to be coming out of the back end of it. They've got a little post over on Wired, which I've linked up as well, about can Pirate Bay survive after the sale. Obviously, it's not. There's going to be a lot of people who are very committed to the original Pirate Bay cause. I think Pirate Bay, in its current form, has run its distance. They try to siphon people off the service by coming up with the VPN encryption service, which are they claim 180,000 people have signed up for it, which says a lot about people wanting to be anonymous and have a private VPN. So that could be a definite service that they'll do in the future. Anyway, RIP Pirate Bay in the current form. Next link is over on Los Angeles Times. Comcast to launch wireless broadband today. Portland has been making a lot of noise about having WiMAX, and they're rolling it out across the area. It plans to be the first major cable TV operator to roll out wireless broadband services outside of Wi-Fi hotspots. The service, which uses WiMAX technology, offers speeds of up to 4 megabits per second, faster than any comparable non-Wi-Fi service being marketed. We really need WiMAX in the UK. Why haven't we got it spread everywhere yet? We need to start some kind of social media, local content creation engine to do for WiMAX, to spread WiMAX, for the reason why people should have it. Next link is over on TweetHive or TweeHive or TweeHive. There you go. Fashioned by a group of creative nature enthusiasts, TweeHive is a mass role play by human beings of a bee colony on Twitter, which we played on 3 specific days in July, August, and September, with a view to raise bee awareness, wonderment, interest, actions, and to generate traffic to bee-related sites and resources. Fantastic, because we all know, or you should know, that bees are dying off very quickly. and we need to cultivate the bee for a lot of things that we use. After all, you don't want to lose honey now, do you? Next link. theyrule.net. This one is a little bit iffy in terms of the content, the background, the disclaimer. theyrule.net. theyrule.net. They Rule aims to provide a glimpse of some of the relationships of the US ruling class. It takes as its focus the board of some of the most powerful US companies, which share many of the same directors. There is a stack of information on here, loads of visualizations. Whoever's put the work into this has found a massive amount of information somewhere, and they've actually put it together in a really nice way. Go check it out, theyrule.net. And finally, the last link today, if you're a freelancer and you're used to looking on Get a Freelancer and various other sites like that, there's another site that I've only just come across called Donanza, which is in Alpha, Donanza. And they've got a ton of jobs, the world's biggest search engine for online freelance jobs. I presume it combines all of them together from all the other freelance project sites. They've got admin, multimedia, legal, science, engineering, finance, entertainment, a whole bunch of them. And I did a quick look through it and found a raft of people, especially from India, making quite a lot of money by doing freelance stuff. If you're thinking of breaking out from the routine, there's a lot of stuff on there, a lot of jobs that you can sort of index in your day, pipeline those jobs, and make yourself a nice little bit of money per day. But be careful of making sure that you get paid X amount up front. In the first couple of years of me going freelance, I did this for a bit and found projects just dragging on and dragging on and dragging on, having revisions of it. Make sure that you get X amount of money up front before you do any of the work. All right, guys, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.